Learning Masech the Sukkah of Avraham and Beis, the Gemara is going into the Maimra of Shirin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin is Lach HaMeshim. You see now, the Gemara in Amman Aleph already asked, the Shaila Chatzitzin is a Pasuk. The Rachas called Besara B'mayim, called Mayim Shalei Chaitzis Ben Besara L'mayim. So the Gemara says you need a Fasari. Gemara says, Sari, what's so? Es Besari, Es Atafel Besari, Mayni Yusari. So the Gemara says, the Hilchah says to teach like a Bitzuk. Because a Bitzuk says, to Matai Rubli and Makbid all of Chaitzitz. Neither Isa, you need Raiv and Makbid. And the Rabbana will Geyser on Rubli, Shein a Makbid, Mishim Rubli a Makbid, and a Miyute a Makbid, Mishim Rubli a Makbid. The Gemara says, one, the Geyser on Miyat Shein a Makbid because of Rubli a Makbid, or Rubli Shein a Makbid, or because of Miyat a Makbid, he goof Xayev and Anakim Nigs Xayev. Ad Kan the Gemara. And Rashi says Vatari means Halachal Meshim is Sinai. And Rubai Rashi says Raiv Sarai. Metunav Betir Akasha Achas Umakbid Olav Chaitzitz. Raiv Sarai, which has mud, or is tied one here at a time, and the Isha is Makbid, it's Chaitzitz. Why did Rashi say Sarai? The Chayyad is true by Gufa Yosel. So the two Mahalchim and the Rishainim, why Rashi said Sarai? Taisis. The Amaskal Dvar Torah brings a Yesh Mefarshim that the holding of Rubai Amakbid is only by Sar, but by Basar, even a Miyat Sha'in Amakbid is Chaitzitz. Now he doesn't say clearly the Yesh Mefarshim is Rashi, but there's a Nivamis that Vayaches says so. That he says it B'Shem Rashi, but also says it B'Shem Rashi. L'chari they mean this Rashi. Rashi Nevin also says Rav Sarai. Why did Rashi say Sarai? Because by Gufa you don't need Rubai Amakbid. Now, all the other Rishonim argue on this. Taisus asks the Kasha from the Gemara Nivamis Daf Ayin Ches that asks the Kasha, the Gemara there is discussing Muberish and his Gaira. If let's say a pregnant woman becomes a Gairis, her Uber becomes a Gairis, doesn't need Tefillah. The Tefillah works. The Gemara wanted to bring right from the Uber Yerachimah. The Gemara says, no, the Tefillah actually works for the Uber because the Uber has a Tefillah. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? It's a Chatzitza. And if you're going to say that Eina Makbind, Ukurab Yitzchak that says that Rubai Umakbid Olav Chaitzitz, Rubai She'ina Makbid, or Miyuteha Makbid, is not Chaitzitz Midereisa, but there it's Kulai. So the Gemara there says a Bechidish, which we're going to speak about in the Hemshech Chedashir, Kulai even Eina Makbid is Chaitzitz. So the Gemara says, no, but there's different because Tavir Rabbisa, it's more than Eina Makbid, that's where the Uba belongs, therefore it can't be Chatzitz even though it's Kulai. Now, if you're going to say that the whole din of Rubai and Makbid is only by the Seir and not by a Guf even a Miyat She'ena Makbid is Chaitzis Midiraisa, so the Gemara couldn't bring in a Vitzik altogether. Why would the Gemara think that the Tefillah would work because it's not Makbid? Eina Makbid is only by Seir. They were talking about the Guf of the Uber. So the Arzeruah, Manadi Rishainim, Simen Shinsa, Elchaz Nida, Simen Shinsa, Magim Laiskas, is Matche. He says, really, the Gemara could have said that it's only by Seir. But the Gemara Rebusa, in case you might think the Rebusa is talking about the Guf, even then it wouldn't work because it's Nafka Beruba and not by Kulai. But in reality, anyway, Rebusa wouldn't apply because Rebusa is talking about the Seir, not the Guf. Now, Taish also asked the Kasha from Kalim. We find by Kalim the din of Eina Makbid. So, why would, if the din of Eina Makbid doesn't apply to the Guf, only to the Seir, why would it apply to Kalim? So, the Ruh also answers that Kalim is like Seir. Guf is worse, his lashon is of a gufay apa mashu makbid hu v'chaitzitz. Now, it doesn't mean he's makbid, because the point is even ain't a makbid is chaitzitz. And also, by Seir, even if you are makbid, it's not chaitzitz. But I think his right, when he says makbid, he only means to say is it's not buckled to the guf. The side of chatzitza, by ain't a makbid, and perhaps by miyad as well, is that it's bottle to the guf, bottle to the seir, whatever it is. So by the guf, the din is nothing's bottle. Makbidu, even a mashu is makbidu, meaning it's not bottle to the guf, and it's considered a chatzitza. As opposed to the seir, the kalim has same din as a seir, the lachalashim is sinai of rubai hamakbid by seir would apply to kalim as well. But that's one mahalach in Rashi, that Rashi says seir because he holds a tremendous kiddush by guf. Even Miyat She'ena Makbid is the Raisa. Now, Derech Zem, there's someone in the Sefer, Shal Shiva Shari Tzion, was written by Rabbi Tzion from Bilsk. He was a big gadol. He actually wrote a skamba to the Mishnah Berurah. Big Litvish gadol from the town of Bilsk. But he wanted to say like this. He wanted to say, little different than the Rishayim. And as those who are learning and the Rishayim are learning in Rashi by a guf, even miyat she'enamak b'deskaitzitz. He wants him in Dayak in Rashi. Rashi, legabe roiv and miyat, Rashi doesn't say anything. But legabe makbid, Rashi says, ein makbid of havlik a gufe. Hel vein seifa lili ubat legabe v'lei chayitz. So by ein makbid, Rashi gives a svar. Why is ein makbid na chayitz? It's a svar. It's a gufe, hel vein seifa lili ubat legabe v'lei chayitz. Doesn't say it's lochom eshi mesinai. Why is miyat na nechatzitza when you makbid? Doesn't say anything. So Vilna Shayatzin saying in Rashi state that the din of Eina Makbid is a Svara, the din of Miyat is not a Svara, it's a Lachom Eshim Sinai. So Meili wants to say like this, not like the way Taisus and the Ridvar, Shtel Devek and the Arzeruah, that if you have the Xeris Akasa by Seir, not by Guf, the din by Guf would be Zavadi, you need Makbid. If it's Eina Makbid, Rashi is a Svara, it's not Chaitzitz. But the part is, you wouldn't need Raiv. Miyat would also be a Chatzitza. So Mel, that would answer all Taisus kashes, because all Taisus kashes are for Eina Makbid. The kasha from Muberish and his Gairis is from Eina Makbid. The kasha from Kalim is from Eina Makbid. Shtei Taka, there's a het of Eina Makbid. That's Taka true, and that's true by Guf as well. But the het of Miut, that's Dafka Dim by Sar, not by Guf and not by Kalim. And he says, Medemis for Enfant, Bemis in a Tmur Dikazach. The Gemara Meruba says, Ezra's Masak and Chafifam, for tefillah, you have to be chayviv, you have to scrub, you have to comb the hair and scrub it. The Gemara says, it's deraisa, because it's a din chatzitza. So the Gemara says, mi deraisa, all you have to do is check. But you need iyun, because maybe there's some dirt, or maybe there's something tight. Dilma mayisa mikter midi, that's the Gemara. That's why you need iyun. You just have to check. You don't have to chafifa. As when there's masang chafifa. So fact, shari tzin, if midaraisa, the only thing that's chaitzitz is ruba yom makbid, you have to check to make sure it's not ruba yom makbid. Which person ever has ruba yom makbid? You have to check to see. Is any person who doesn't know that he has a chatzitza, is it possible for anyone to have ruba yom makbid without knowing about it? It's a power. And he also says that the Rambam doesn't bring down the din that Ian is deraisa. The Rambam never brings it anywhere. So he wants to say gemaldege chiddush. He says all the paiskim say nalikim. But as I will learn it, he wants to say gemaldege chiddush that this gemara that says that Ian is the rice is going nalikim bitzchak. The gemara that says Ian is the rice, because the gemara is also clearly talking about here. But it's going nalikim bitzchak. If you hold, you need raiv, then there will be no din Ian be the rice. Well, that's how the Rambam leaves it out, because there is no din lahalacha that Ian is the rice. If only thing that's chaitzitz is rubei hamakbet and vada. No one has to check to make sure it doesn't have Ruba Makbid. Everyone knows he doesn't have Ruba Makbid. But he says he wants to answer a very shver Ramban. The Ramban is mashma, the Torah already asked the kashan, the Ramban is mashma, in Hilchas Ramban, that Iyan Aguf is the Raisa, but Iyan Asar is not the Raisa. The Torah asked the kashan, what's the difference? Why should Iyan Aguf be the Raisa and Iyan Asar not be the Raisa? They're both Chatzitza, both the same Dina Chatzitza. The Beis Yosef says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that Iyan Asar is also the Raisa. He says, if you look in the Hilchas Ramban, which the Beis Yosef didn't have, you'll see the Torah learned it up correctly. The Ramban is saying that Iyan Haguf is the Raisa, but not Iyan Asar. But if he was saying, the Ramban could all like Rashi. Rashi, we're learning, the din of Eina Makbid, that's a Svara. So even by Guf, there's a din of Eina Makbid. But the din of Raiv, that's a Xeris Akasav. And that only applies to Sar. So what's the din? By a guf, a miyat ha-makbid is chaitzis midaraisa. And by the Sar, only ruba ha-makbid is chaitzis midaraisa. So now the Ramban is beautiful. If only ruba ha-makbid is chaitzis, there's no din iyan midaraisa. That's why by Sar, there's no din iyan midaraisa. But by the guf, the Ramban is like Rashi, that miyat ha-makbid is chaitzis midaraisa. So now you need iyan. So there's only one thing he asked for, if we're saying by the guf that miyat umakbid is the raisa, so then miyat she'ena makbid should be the rabbanon. Because the Gemara says the only reason why they weren't geyser on miyat she'ena makbid is because miyat makbid is exer, v'nanek v'nigzel exer l'exer, and that would apply to sar. But by guf, where miyat makbid is saying is the raisa, so why don't the geyser on miyat she'ena makbid or to miyat makbid? So there he says, because by a guf it's not shaykh to be guys a miyat she'ena makbid. Because how are you going to make sure that a person doesn't have a chesitza that's miyat she'ena makbid is impossible. Namish like lehepach, Taisus is saying that shitas rashi is taka chesitz midaraisa miyat she'ena makbid. He's saying that it's not even chesitz midarabana because it's not shaykh. The Gemara's whole kasha was sar. Sar, it's possible. If you go and comb out your sar really good, he'll make sure you won't have a chatzitza even me a chain of makbet. But the guf, where are you going to find every me a chain of makbet on the guf? It's not possible such a thing. This is the sharetzi in shtickle. So the kitzer, we already have two pshat in Rashi. The Rishonim learn up Rashi that by sar there's a din you need rubay a makbet, and by guf even me a chain of makbet is chatzitz me the raisa. What do you do with taisis rais? From kalim is a din of sar. From uber, it's l'raf to the milsa. That's what the Arzurua says pshat. The Sharetzian is saying Shani Rashi is that by sar you need rubay a makbet, and by guf you need makbet because that's a svara, but you don't need raif. So by sar rubay a makbet is the raisa, rubay shein a makbet, me and a makbet is the rabbanan. By guf even me and a makbet is the raisa, but they still weren't guys with me and shein a makbet because it's not shaykh. And that would explain iyan haguf is only if me it's a chetzitza, and that's pshat in the Ramban and Hilchos Ramban. That iyan haguf for me and a makbet is deraisa, it's deraisa. Iyan asar we need roiv is not deraisa. And the Rambam holds that iyan is never deraisa, because he holds even by guf you need roiv mi deraisa. But like he says, the paiskim say not like him, because the paiskim say that iyan haguf is deraisa, even though they hold that only rubay a makbet is deraisa. Itaka always bothered me as kasha. Why would Ian be the raisa? You have to check to make sure you don't have Ruben Yamakman Sapella. But that was the sofa two pshatim in Rashi. Now we have the Ridwan Avon Abdallah, the third pshat in Rashi. That pshat in Rashi wasn't that by the sire there's a din of Ruben Yamakman, if there's no din of Ruben Yamakman. All the whole point of Rashi is that Al Kapanim, the sire itself, has its egin din Ruben Yamakman. And that's the machloik is the Rambam and the Ga'inim. And the Rambam holds that even if you have Rav Sar, that's not called Rav, because the Sar doesn't have its own Cheshmin. It's one Cheshmin of the Guf and the Sar together. Rashi and the Gainim hold that the Sar and the Guf have two separate Cheshbainim. So Rashi is clearly like the Gainim. The Ridvan Erev is saying all Rashi means is like the Gainim. That the Sar has its own Din Rubay and Makbid, but the Guf also has a Din of Rubay and Makbid, but it's not Mitzuriv together with the Sar. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. Tochism Kvayis Perak Beis Lachet Hezvav. Like we had before, if you have two sarais or more, and you make a knot out of them, it doesn't have a chetzisa. Sar achash nikshur chetzetzis. Who should makbila? If it's one sar, it is chetzis, but only if you makbil. Avam ena makbila, also like tefila. Anchi rave sarai kashin nimanim v'nat mikzahir gainim. That's the psak of the gainim, like Rashi says. If you have rave sarai, which is kashin nimanima, it's chetzis. V'yir alizak the Rambam. It's like one go. The sar doesn't have egg in a din rave. The sar would only be, it could be mashlin the rave of the guf. But you count rave a tsir of the guf and the sar together. Rashi holds that way. So that's what the Ridva says. Ridva in Yevamos learns Rashi that it means by the guf even me it she'ena makbet is chayitz midiraisa. But the Ridva in Erevin says it's not pshat in Rashi. Rashi is masking by the guf you need rubay makbet, but by the sar you need it's also rubay makbet. The rubay makbet, the sar alone is good enough, as opposed to the Rambam that it's together. Now, what's pshat in the machlokes Rambam and the Gaonim is the shtickle from the Rizki Rav and the Chedushim Mar and Rizal Evel Rambam Milchus Megvayis. Then he says the following. First he says to Yisayid, what's the pshat in the Gemara Yevamos that we mention that even though Rubai needs Makbid, but Kula even ain't a Makbid is Chaitzis? Why? Why should it be that way? What's the Chilak Rubai and Kulai? So Zakhti Biskirav, because when you have the Chatzitza, there's no Bias Mayim on that Makam. So what's the pshat when you don't have Rubai or Makbid, it works, I need Bias Mayim? The Tarot says, because the Bias Mayim on part of the Guf becomes a Bias Mayim on the whole Guf. The Guf had Bias Mayim. So if there's a Din Chatzitza, so Mela, it's not called Bias Mayim. But if there's no Din Chatzitza, so then, you yaitse the Din Bias Mayim on the Guf with the Bias Mayim on part of the Guf. Now, Shanky and Bekula, but there's no Bias Mayim Bechlal. So then, it can't be it can't be a Tvila, because there's no Bias Mayim Bechlal. That even if there's no din chatzitza, but you don't have a bias mayim to start the tefillah. So he says, so what's the pshat in the machlok is Ram and the Gainim? The shaila is the din bias mayim on the guf and the din bias mayim on the sar. Is it one din bias mayim? was the two dinim bias mayim? Is it the pshat that is two dinim? Enechanami the Torah is mar besar, but the goof has its own din bias mayim, and the sar has its own din bias mayim. So mele, each one you have to dan separately. Do you have a bias mayim on the goof? If you have a bias mayim on the mixes goof, and in the goof there's no din chatzitza because you don't have rubayim makbets, you have din bias mayim on the goof. Do you have a din bias mayim on the sar? So if you have a bias mayim on the mixes of the sar, and in the sar there's no din of chatzitza, then it's called din bias mayim on the sar. The Rambam's nusach is v'yirali shesar shalom kegufu hu chashavin and tefillah v'negufu ne'atzmai. It's not shat the Torah was marba naya din bias mayim on the sar b'fne'atzmai. The Torah was marba that the sar has the same din bias mayim of the guf. It's one din bias mayim of the guf and the sar together. So mele the din roi v'mi it will be totally on the guf and the sar together. And a bias mayim on any part of the guf or sar is considered a bias mayim on the entire guf and the sar together. That's why there's one din roi v'mi. That's a brisker rav shtickle. But there's a very interesting arsameach in Hilchos Yisurim Biyah Perek Dalad Alachachas that he says it's off Rebbeinu Chananel. We're going to discuss. I don't know if that's what Rebbeinu Chananel means. But he says off Rebbeinu Chananel new pshat in the Gemara. That when the Gemara says Dvar Teira Rubu Yemakbel Alachachetz V'Shein Yemakbel Alachachetz, that doesn't mean Halacha Meshim Sinai. Rashi says Dvar Teira means Halacha Meshim Sinai. Zakti from the Rach holds no, Dvar Teira does not mean Halacha Meshim Sinai. Dvar Teira means Midaraisa. Dvar Teira means without Halacha Meshim Sinai. And what's Pshat Rubay and Makbet? Because they're smart. Rubay, if you don't have Rubay Kakulay. As long as you have Bias Mayim and Rubay Kakulay. If it's Aina Makbet, like Rashi says, it's Makbet Laguf. That's a smart. They're both a smart. Right? We said before from the Sharet Siyim, Shan and Rashi that Makbet's a smart and Rubay is Lachamesh and Messina. Now it's saying of Shan from the Arsameach that he's learning this way in the Rebbeinu Chananel that both Rubay and Aina Makbet are both smarts. Rubay's a smart. If it's not Rubay, you say Rubay Kekulay. You have a Bias Mayim on Rav of the Guf, that's a Bias Mayim on the whole Guf. And if you say, and Eina Makbet, Eina Makbet's bottle to the Guf, it's a Chelek of the Guf. It's Guf Mamish. It's a Mela, what's the problem? So what is the Lach HaMashim Sinai? The Lach HaMashim and Gufa is that the Sar has a Nayat Din, a Nayat Torah is Bias Mayim, not just the Guf. That is Me Lach HaMashim Sinai. See, it's different than the Rav. The Rav was saying, Menasvara v'ander the Sar and the Guf are two separate things. Now the Rambam is saying, a Chiddush, since the Torah was Marim b'desar, the Torah was Marim b'desar to be a Chelek of the Guf. There are some acts of a Gerd. Menasvara, it's one didn't be a Smayim. The Allah HaMashim Sinai is that there's two. The Gainim are coming from Allah HaMashim Sinai. And that's it, that's Pshat Nerachmi. There are some acts of the Pirish Nechmat. So I would say that this is Taka, at least the Ritvaz Pshat and Rashi, because L'chor, the Ritvan Erev and Avdalid, Hagam, I understand his Hechrich, but L'chor, it's Tamuah. Even if Rashi says, Rubai, Rav Sarai. What do you mean? What about Kufay? Zagdei, but who didn't Rav Kufay? Why does it say Rav Sarai? To tell you that the Sarai gets in with Ne'atzma. Yeah, but it's a Pella. It's very awesome. Why did Rashi say Rav Sarai? It's who didn't Rav Kufay? Why Dafka Sarai? He should have said, Rav Sarai, or Rav Kufay. But Lefiza, it's a little bit better. The Lach HaMashim Sinai is that there's a Din Raivu Makbet on the Sar separately. That is Lach HaMashim Sinai. The Etzim Din Raivu Makbet is a Svara. Raivu is a Svara, B'Kekulay. Makbet is a Svara, like Rashi says. It's Havli Kekuf, V'Helv Ein Seif Elita, Batul Gadei, V'Loi Chayitz. The Lach HaMashim Sinai is that Yenin Din of Raiv is set on the Sar separate. Don't look at the Sar together as the Guf, as you would say, if it wouldn't be for Lach HaMashim Sinai. The Lach HaMashim Gufa is that Yenidin Sar is different from the Guf. But about the Rach, I don't think that's what the Rach means. You see, the Arsameach says that it's Chasim that's Chasim and Asay mixes Dvar of Chasim and Tfus. He says a Lashon, but the Rach says very little. The Rach says Dvar Terubay Makbel Chaitzis Shein Makbel Chaitzis VaAse Hilchasa VeGozru Arubay Shein Makbet. And that's what bothered the Arsameach. And I see the Cheshik Shleima as I go on the Banim. I go on the Rebbeinu Chananel, comes from the Shleima HaKayin, also was bothered. What do you mean, for Asa Hilchas of the Gazru? Forget it. The Gzeir is the Rabban, and that's not the Lacha. The Lacha is the first part. So that's why the Arsameach put into the Rach, for Asa Hilchas, and said that's a Din by Sar. And the Gazru. But we're missing. He says, Dvar Teir Rubu Yomach, but for Asa Hilchas. Nice is the Dvar Torah is without the Hilchasa. The Hilchasa is not them. So you figure out, well, what does it mean, Vasa Hilchasa? The Gzair is not the Loch HaLeshim Misinai. So it must be the Loch HaLeshim Misinai is that the Sire is the Dov and Nifr from the Guf. But I would accept Pshat like this. There's a Raivin, a very interesting Tzach. We don't have the Raivin and Erivin, but the Rishayin bring a Kasei. The Rajma and Erivin, the Zvav and Mabez brings the Raivin, that he learns Pshat in the Gemara. You know what it means? You know what it means? Hilchasa Kadarab Yitzchak? Namalya the Hilchasa Kadarab Yitzchak is this din. That means the Raisa, you need Ruvay and Makbit. Whether it's a din in the Guf, a din in the Sar. But this din, the Ruvay and Makbit, is a din from Allah HaLashim Yisinai. The Raivit says no. The Raivit says the Halacha Meishim Yisinai is the Gzeira. And the Raivit says, Gvaldi Gazach, it's a tremendous Giddish. Kol HaGzeira Shesinu Chal Ligzer Nisgalu Lameishu L'chein Karen L'Gzeira Halacha Meishim Yisinai is like the Raivit. And when the Gemara says that the Hilchus of Chatzitza is Kedav Yitzchak, it means the Gzeira of Rubei She'enu Makbid. And the Gzeira of Mi'en HaMakbid is Halacha Meishim Yisinai, because there are abundance of called Halacha Meishim Yisinai. So in other words, ksas like the Arsameach, Rubai is not Halacha Meishim Yisinai, it's a din, Rubai Kekulai. Makbid is not Halacha Meishim Yisinai, it's a smara. If you're Makbid, if you're not Makbid, so it's batal to the Guf. But the Halacha Meishim Yisinai is the Gzeira, and that would fit the Rebbeinu Chananel if he means this. I mean, the Raivit says it. If Rebbeinu Chananel means like the Raivit, then he said exactly what he meant without any agah, without any nidchak. Va'asa hilchus of the gazu. The Halacha is that there's a Gzeira on Ruba Shein HaMakbet and Mi'en HaMakbet. Now one more interesting shtickle on the sugya. The Gemara says that Ruba Shein HaMakbet is the Rabbanan, and they were gazin Ruba Shein HaMakbet Shem Ruba HaMakbet. The Achiezer, it's Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Gimel Eis Aleph, the Shail asked him the following question. Once the Rabbanan were gazin on Ruba Shein HaMakbet, so now every Ruba Shein HaMakbet should turn into a Ruba HaMakbet. Because he's trying to be Teivel, and the tefillah is not working because there's a chatzitza of Rubai She'en HaMakbid. So even though if it wouldn't be for the tefillah, he wouldn't be Makbid at all. He doesn't care about this Rubai. But since he needs the tefillah to work, so now he cares. So in the end, every Rubai She'en HaMakbid, since it's a din d'rabbanan, it should turn into Rubai HaMakbid. And if it turns into a Makbid, now it should be a chatzitza midaraisa. Now I'm not 100% sure why this is shver, maybe in a chenami. Technically, Rubei She'en HaMakbid's Darabanan, because if one start with the Gzera Darabanan, he wouldn't be Makbid. But hey, that is a Din Darabanan, it turns into the Raisa. Why is it so shver to say that? But that was the Kasha. So he says that the Rebbe asked his Kasha, Yeshuas Yankov asked his Kasha, Zim Kuf Tzadiches. And he says a very happy text. He says, because you're not Makbid on the entire Chatzitza, if you would remove the part of the Chatzitza that's making it a Raiv, then you wouldn't have a Raiv anymore. And then it would be a Mi'at She'en HaMakbid. So how much are you Makbid on? Only part. Derech Mashal. Let's say his entire body surface is 10 square feet. And he has a Chatzitza on 6 square feet. So he's only Makbid on 1 square feet. Because if you take off 1 square feet, you won't have a Rav anymore. So only be 5 square feet, it wouldn't be Rav. So he's Makbid on a Mi'at. So he has a Rav She'en HaMakbid. He has a Mi'at She'makbid, both of them are the Rabbanan. You're not going to have a Rav HaMakbid, because he's not Makbid on the entire Chatzitza. He only cares about the part of the Chatzitza which is making it into a Rav. That's Rav Chaim Eizer's very happy Teretz. And he says, he saw this Teretz in the Shaul Shetshuvas Maria, Chelek Beis Simen Samaches. And the Maria says a very interesting thing. He says, we mentioned before the Gemara in Yevamos, that Muberish and his Gaira, that it's a tefillah for the Uber, and the Gemara asks why it's a chatzitza, and if you're going to say it because you're a Yitzhak, because it's Rubai She'en HaMakbid, but that's only Rubai, Kulai is a chatzitza. So the Gemara says that it's different, the Uber is different because Hainu Rabisei, that's where the Uber belongs, it's not Shach Bechal a chatzitza, even by Kulai. So, in fact, the Maria, why did the Paisim leave out this din that Kulai is the Raisa, even by Inner Makbid? Why did they leave out this din? So Gemara, why didn't the Rambam bring it? Why didn't the Paiskim bring it? And Zot the Mariyak, I'll tell you Pshat. Because it's not the Pshat, it's the Halacha Midaraisa, that Kulay is Chaitis, even Ma'ina Makbid. It's not. Kulay and Ruba, the same thing, Midaraisa. So why does the Gemara say Kulay and Ma'ina Makbid is Chaitis, Midaraisa? Because any time it's Kulay and Ma'ina Makbid, it's going to end up being Makbid. Why? Because he says, first you have to say you say it. That it says Ruba and Makbid, what if it's exactly half and half? So he wants to say half and half is also called Rubai. That's a cheshbon. Fine. We'll be makab. Half and half is also called Rubai. So I v'zai, whenever somebody has a kulei ve'ein a makbid, and now midar rabbanan, they say rubay a makbid is a problem. Say he's makbid. So when it's only rubay ve'ein a makbid, so it's only makbid on that part that's making it right. So if you take off a mia, it'll be fine. So it's only mia and a makbid. But if it's kulei, you have to take off a full half. You have to take off more than half. You have to take off rive. So now already you have a rubay a makbid. Every kulei she'ein a makbid is going to end up to be a rubay a makbid. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So we don't have to say the salacha kulei she'ein a makbid is the raisa, because there's no such halacha. The halacha is rubay a makbid is the raisa. And that the Paiskim said, that rubay she'ein a makbid is the raisa. Rubay a makbid is the raisa. I, the Gemara says kulei even ein a makbid is the raisa. That's because every kulei she'ein a makbid is rubay a makbid, because now you're makbid min rabbanan on making it a rive, and that turns out to be a rive, so the Baiskim didn't have to say it. So like the Achiezer, but it can't be. Because both Rashi and Taisus, they're asked the Kasha, why was the Gemara saying that Muberish and Isgaria could be called the Tvila? Because it's not a Chatzitza, because you need Rubay and Makbid. What about Minarabanan? Minarabanan, it should be a Chatzitza, because even Rubay Shein and Makbid is a Chatzitza. And for Rashi, they're only all geyser by Tvila from Tumba. They weren't geyser by Geyrus. And as they state in Taisus, the Zot Yerab Chaim Eises, he's fakared. But Muberish and Isgaria, there is no Durabanan. So you can't say that Kula is not really a din. It's only because every Kula Shein a Makbid is going to end up to be a Rubay a Makbid. Because that's only when you have a Xayr of Rubay a Makbid. But the Gemara there is Mukhik that by Muberish and Isgaria, you don't have a Xayr of Rubay a Makbid. So why is Kula a problem? It must be Kula is a din der Isa. The etzim. So you'd like to have a kasha that shmatis hapeiskim, that why didn't they say that there's a din, the rice of chatzitza by kula even may in a makbid. Ad kam the Reb Chaim Eiser. So Zog the Snipler, Snipler brings down the Sor Reb Chaim Eiser, and he says, you're right, you have a big kasha in the Mirah, and the Mahariah Levi, that seems to say, that says, that the whole din of kula is, nach them that there's a rabbanon of rubayah, she'ein a makbid, so by kula, she'ein a makbid, it's going to end up to be rubayah. You end up being makbid, so you end up going to be makbid and rubai. You have a kasha, you know. The Gemara is mavur, that even without the din of rubai she'ein a makbid, like by Muberis, you still have a din of kulai. Fine. But his kashman is still correct. Every kulai she'ein a makbid is a rubai a makbid, right? If you're going to accept his kashman. Because you had a kasha, how come every rubai she'ein a makbid isn't a rubai a makbid because of the rabbanan? The Teretz is because you only makbid on that chelik that's making it into a rive. So by kulai, when you makbid on that chelik that's making it into a rive, that's already rive. So by kulai, you have rubay a makbid. So it's true. There'd be a din of kulai she'ein a makbid even without that. That's mavur in the Gemara and Yevamos. But height that we have the din of rubay she'ein a makbid midarabanan. So every kulai she'ein a makbid is a rubay a makbid. So the person would have to bring down the special din of Kulei Makbid. It's true to such a din of Kulei Shein Makbid, but it's not negayah to us. Midei Reis, if it wouldn't be for the Xeris Chachamim, so it's very negayah. Rubei Makbid is Chaitzitz. Rubei Shein Makbid is not Chaitzitz. Kulei Shein Makbid is Chaitzitz. But now that anyway Midei Rabbanan, Rubei Shein Makbid is Chaitzitz. So what's a negayah? But it's negayah that Midei Reis is Chaitzitz. Yeah, but once Midar Rabbanan Ruvei Shein Makbid is Chaitzitz, you have the Cheshbon. That every Kula Shein Makbid, you're Makbid, because you want to be Tar Midar Rabbanan. And you're not only Makbid on Miyat, because you're going to have to take off Raif to be Tar Midar Rabbanan. So every Kula Shein Makbid turns into Ruvei Makbid. So it's true that there is a din the rice of Kula Shein Makbid, which before the Rabbanan was Gezer on Ruvei Shein Makbid, it was Negeah. But Haint the Rabbanan was Gezer on Ruvei Shein Makbid, so Pidus Mechudet Dike Cheshbon, every Kulei Shein Makbid is going to turn into Rubay Makbid anyways. Anyway, it's going to be the Raisa, and that's why the Paiskim left it out. As does like this type.